A very small thing, but a whole heap of trouble. In 2010, Hamilton City Council backed a recommendation to install 86 parking meters in Waterdown along Dundas, Mill, and Main Streets. The proposal had first surfaced in 2007 and faced stiff opposition from the ward councillor Margaret McCarthy and Waterdown BIA. Presentations to council eventually resulted in the number being reduced to 70 parking meters, but store owners and residents were united in their resistance to them, citing a sluggish economy and free parking at the big box stores being built near Clappison's corners as putting downtown stores at a huge disadvantage. The parking meters were installed at the beginning of July, 2010, and two of them were beheaded on that first day. A few weeks later, 10 more parking meters suffered the same fate. At over $400 to replace each unit, the cost to the taxpayer amounted to much more than the meters were bringing in. Over the next 2 years, there were several more petitions submitted to council, and minor vandalism such as graffiti continued. People found other places to park, or stayed away from the village core altogether as free parking was almost non-existent. A staff report in June 2011 said the meters in Waterdown had underperformed financially and brought in revenue of $7,000 over 6 months rather than the projected $48,000. The main reason given was the complete lack of acceptance from the community. Finally, councillors Judy Partridge and Brad Clark were able to convince their fellow councillors to have the meters removed from Stony Creek and Waterdown. They were removed in April 2014, having brought in $53,000 instead of the expected $176,000. The Flamborough Heritage Society's next meeting is Thursday, February 27, 8 p.m. at Grace Anglican Church, 157 Mill Street North, Waterdown. Our guest speaker will be Jane Mulquich. She will be talking about Sophia Pooley, a slave sold to Joseph Brant and later to Samuel Hatt. Admission is free, refreshments will be available, and all are welcome.